Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see the troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Man, I don't even know what to say after that. We hope you got a good chuckle out of the Cheers theme song in such a sad way with great pictures. We're also, I feel, really grateful to be here with these two. And then with everybody who's sharing over this. I've been able to share with a few people over the streaming. And that was the oldest way to say that, the streaming. But to see what other people are doing to connect with God and to see what other people are doing to handle the situation that isn't being portrayed through other things, but just connection, I think this is such a great, valuable tool. So I'm excited to be here with everybody. Let's pray. Christ, we thank you that you are in all and through all. So there's no corner, there's no hiding. Really, you save us from the illusion of hiding. That's what you came to set us free from. And so here we are in this huge, stressful time where there's so much disruption, but you're with us just as much now as you've ever been when we felt you at the most. We don't worship our feelings of you, we worship you. And we thank you for what you're doing in our midst and for how you can bridge the social distances. In your name, Christ. Amen. Do you want to start? Go ahead.
And enemies on the mind.
signs of those who follow you in each of my strengths and in my wounds. I can find you there. I can find you there. Every time I find your heart and I align, there is not a measure to the joy I find. Holy in my heart, soul, and mind, bound together by your love. Vision to understand, made in your image, we have your hands, we see you as we see ourselves, and you see us as you see yourself. We know you as we know ourselves, and you know us as you know yourself. And I can find you. I can find you. Bound together by your love, I find my soul. Bound together by your love, I find my soul.
Lord, give us eyes to see. And this time when there's so many other things filling our vision and our eyes are just obsessing to see more, help us to have eyes to see your presence just beyond the veil that we're looking at, waiting for our attention, waiting for our participation, and waiting for us to enjoy it. I pray that this time would be that. And that it would encourage us beyond this time, really. That when we're beyond this time, we would have eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to understand more than just all of the information. But your love, the greatest thing we have is love. Hope, faith, and love. And that we would show that and experience that in this time. Thank you for giving us your message, for giving us your spirit. In your name, Christ, amen. We're going to let the kiddos go sit right next to you, maybe. Maybe go stir crazy. We're going to let the kiddos go stir crazy. And we're going to take a little break. Christine, awesome Christine, has created a link, a helpful link for us to do something with the kids. It's like 5 minutes. So we're going to take a 5-minute break. You can click that link. I've always wanted to do that, but I'm up here. You can click that link and then come back, have a cup of coffee. We'll see you in just a second. Is that good?
Yeah, great.
I didn't say anything about prayers of the people.
Hey everyone, it's Christine here with my two kiddos. Just wanted to check in with you about Kids Community. We are gathering remotely on Sundays for the time being, and I just wanted to let you know that while the adults can listen to the service, we're going to be posting a link for our kids to also have a little church service of their own. There'll be a link that we'll have every week, and we'll dismiss our kids in the sense they can go to another room and listen to a lesson there, and we'll provide that every week for everyone. So be looking for that. Know that we're thinking of you all, and we are together in this. So stay connected with each other, and we'll look forward to e-gathering for now every Sunday. Say bye.
Bye.
Hey, good morning, TOC folks. This is crazy. I hope everything is set up okay at your place. I hope this is working out well. Trust that you found the link for our kids' video. We have a long video for them to go and watch right now, so you can sit and have your coffee, relax, and join us for this part. But thank you, Christine. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, every single person that's been involved in helping us kind of repivot right now for this moment. A couple quick announcements before we continue on this morning. Portland Backpack is taking lunch donations. As you know, we've been doing a drop-off at the pub for donations. Next week, or last week we did it, we're going to be doing it again this week. So keep connected, keep updated with what's going on with that, because it's really important. These kids, this organization, man, this is like the time to really support them. They have completely lost all the resources. They basically donated everything they had right away when everything went down. So now they're trying to rebuild that back up. And as you can imagine, it's a little crazy out there. And so if you have anything you can give, contribute, be a part of, if something as a family, you can say, hey, this box of mac and cheese, together we're donating this to kids in need. Please do. Please do. Thank you for that. Second, stay connected. Join our email newsletter. There'll be a link to join that. I actually think we're going to put one on the website. I don't think I've ever done that. Join our newsletter. So we'll have a sign up for that available. Like us on Facebook for daily videos. I'm doing daily videos and updates on our Facebook page as well as our Facebook group. So if you just Google, or if you go on Facebook and search The Oregon Community, you can find our group and our page there. A couple ways to do that. Book club, man, lots of you have been asking about book club. Totally kidding. No one is asking about book club right now. thank you. The book club will happen. It will start. We will make this thing happen. The problem is we had 14 people sign up, and that is just so far over the number of anybody allowed to be together. So you're too excited about it. But we're going to figure out a way to do it. And if not together, we're going to figure out a way to utilize some of our online resources and stay connected and maybe start a book club in the next couple weeks. Because I might have some time on my hands to read. Maybe you too. And then lastly, next week is Home PDX. Home PDX, we're going to do it. We're going to go out and we're going to feed our houseless friends downtown. We're going to find a safe way to do it, not making all of us go downtown and handing out lunches right now. But we're going to find a safe way for us as a church to provide food for, again, those that are most vulnerable in our city. Gus and Bruce, they're down there. They're serving those folks, right? Aren't they down there?
Yeah.
I mean, this is what our faith has always done. It's been the people at the front line saying, well, this is who we are as a people group, as a community, as followers of Jesus. We don't get to say, no, sorry, they have needs, but I'm going to try and protect myself. No, we get to go out and we get to serve together. So thank you. Stay tuned on how we're going to be serving Home PDX in that. One quick thing. it would have been loud, okay? I turned off the heating and air conditioning. Okay. How's that sound? I just touched my face. Give me a hand sanitizer. All right. We'll edit that out. Can we do that? Is that a thing we can do? All right. Good morning. I'm sanitizing my face with my hand sanitizer. I don't know if that's supposed to happen. Oh, man. What a week. This has been the strangest week of my life. It's probably been the strangest moment for you. This is probably the strangest way I've ever preached in my life. I pray that you are all safe. I pray that you are all healthy. I want you to know that this is your church. This is our church. We are still together in this time. And I mean, like, what a crazy time. What a crazy, crazy time that we're in right now. I'm going to be sharing just a little bit this morning, as I'm sure you're not going to want to sit in front of your computer or whatever you're watching this on for too long. But get your breakfast, get some coffee, get comfy, settle in, sit back. I don't know, did any of you this week keep a journal of what you're feeling during the week, throughout the day? Because I've been trying to write this message, I've been writing a different thing each day, it seems like. What I would say this morning, and man, it changed constantly, like over and over again. It's been a complete roller coaster this week for me, and maybe I'm sure for you too. There's just been moments where I'm just like, just why, God? Like complete, like, Jesus, you know, why hast thou forsaken me, right? That kind of prayer. Why is this happening? The next moment, just why are my kids fighting again? Then another moment, acceptance, and another moment, depression, and in many, many of these moments, just fear. Just lots and lots of fear of the unknown. I feel like we have all, humanity, I feel like we have been distracted for like a really long time. You know what I mean? Like, we have all been distracted about what this life is, what it's really are about. Our normal days seem like a real distant past right now, you know? One friend on Facebook said TV commercials have become windows into a world we no longer live in. You feel like that sometimes? Even the fact that I said Facebook friends, that's a world, I don't even know what world I'm living in right now. I find myself longing to go back and just be like, you know, what's for dinner? What are you guys doing tomorrow? Have you tried that new sushi place on Williams? Like, I long to get distracted again. These things that allowed us to have what we thought were just a really good life, maybe they were really just nice distractions. What is this one life that we have really all about? What is it really all about? We've been talking about it. We say these things week to week, and now we're kind of confronted with it. As followers of Jesus, listen, this should be easier for us. As Jesus followers, this should be easier for us. I know that's complete, like, sounds like, what? Come on, like, but seriously, listen, we've been singing about this shit for years, okay? I don't know what to say. This week, I have been singing a lot. I've been spending so much time in worship. I'm feeling completely overwhelmed at times. And some of these songs, it's like, you remember the first time you fell in love? And like, you fell in love, and then you heard a love song, and it came on, and it was like, boom, you were like, oh, like, I get it, Peter Cetera, you're right. She is the meaning in my life. She is the inspiration, you know, like, it made sense. It clicked for maybe the first time. I kind of feel like that right now. That's kind of where I'm at right now. These songs that we have been singing, these words that we've been putting on our lips and in our hearts for years. What though my joys and comforts die, I know my Savior liveth. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. We've been preparing for this moment for years. It's just like really real now. It's just totally real now. It's not lip service anymore. Our old friend Lucas used to always say, Christians don't tell lies, they sing them. Which would sound really cynical if he wasn't our worship pastor at the time, but it's very true. It's very true. Now I think it's time for us to see if we're telling the truth. What is our life? What is our hope? What is our peace really found in? When everything else is stripped away, where do we put that hope? Bob Dylan line, people got a lot of knives and a lot of forks, not a lot of food. Got to cut something. I feel like right now we're looking for something to put our hope in, for something to lean into. What's your hope in? Is it in toilet paper? Is it in the government? Is it in your own savvy? I'll figure out a way to get through this. Like, where is your hope? Where is our hope right now? There is something so beautiful about this moment because this was coming for all of us. This moment, when the ground shakes, when our foundation is cracked, it is like globally, we all went and sat in like a doctor's office and just received a terrible diagnosis. Everything changes. Things that mattered before, they don't really seem to matter now. Our plans are shattered. It's the only thing that seems to consume our mind. And this moment, it happened not just for you, but it happened for every single person in the world at the same time. Listen, we are all in this together. That's what's so unique about this. We're all in this. We're all in this together. Anybody? Morgan taught me the dance, and I didn't want to embarrass you guys and show you how awesome I can dance. But I don't want to be too light about this. This is very scary, but none of this was planned. None of this was hoped for. None of this was preventable. And listen, I'm not talking about this specific pandemic. I'm not trying to get political. I'm saying that this moment that we're in, this moment where we just, and we think, my whole life has changed now. That moment was never preventable. There was nothing you can do to say, I won't go through that. We did not have control over that. None of us did ever. And we thought we did. We all thought we did. We thought we were smart enough. We lived in a good enough place and things are good and I'm young and I'm this or whatever we might have thought. We're not. We're not in control. And that's okay. That's every single human that's ever lived in the history of the world. Completely powerless. That is what the gospel has been demonstrating to us all years. We are not God. We are not in control. And because it's happening to all of us at the same time, this is our moment. Our moment, I believe, to stand together, to see ourselves as one, as all in this together. We are in this. And again, I'm not trying to be too silly, because this is absolutely brutal. This is absolutely brutal. This is scary. I want you to know I am with you. I want you to know all the things that we're doing here, everything that we've created. I feel this very, very personally right now. I mean, we've created our entire faith community around the idea of being together, like being physically together. Can't do that right now. We created a pub and a restaurant and an event center. Can't do any of that right now. My wife is a nurse at the hospital. I'm very nervous at times about what that could mean for us. This is a scary time. I am not being light about this. I am with you. We are all in this together. This isn't easy for me to say. I'm not standing in my ivory sanitizing soap tower. We're all in this together right now. There's just nothing we can do. We can't. There's no way to escape this. But listen, we've always been in this together. We just used to say it. Now we get to actually live it. We get to really live it out. So there's just three things I'm going to share really quickly. I'm almost done here. Three things that I've been trying to do this week and I'm going to continue to do that I want to encourage us to be doing. First, reach out to people. Reach out to people. This is like the only time that it's not weird to call somebody on the phone. They will look down and go, they're calling me. And they might answer. Whereas normally they'd be like, why in, right? This is our time to reach out. We bought a bunch of bags of coffee from Greenbridge Coffee, which I recommend you do as well. And we gave them as little gift bags with a little note that we sanitized to our neighbors saying, we're thinking about you. We're here if you need something. Here's our phone number. And we did that to all of our neighbors. That wasn't just my idea, it wasn't my idea at all. That was all Cynthia, just so you know. Doesn't that sound like not my idea, right? It was definitely, she's great at this. But we did that. We said, this is our time. It's not weird to go to your neighbor and to wave at them. It's like, it's a totally normal time to be doing that. Friends you haven't talked to in a long time. I've been sending random text messages, just gushing over people that I haven't talked to in years, because it's not a weird time to do this. And it's a time that everybody needs this. People need to be reminded about who loves them, who's out there, and how we're praying and caring for them. Reach out to people we haven't talked to, family that you don't get to see or talk to enough. Again, this is the only time that I can remember where it's just not strange for us to be doing this, intentionally reaching out, trying to reconnect with people. People are scared right now. You are probably scared right now. But how do we fight fear? What do we do to combat fear? Just get control over things, get more weapons or more paper towels. No, the way we fight fear is with love. That is it. There's no other weapon against fear. Love is the only thing. That's how we fight it. And this is our opportunity to love on people, to encourage them. Our theme verse for our church is from Hebrews chapter 10. It says that we should not stop gathering together. Yikes. Okay. But the reason, the Greek word for gathering together literally means streaming on YouTube together. So no, it's a Koine thing. No, the reason that we gather together, this is what it says. The reason it says is to spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Listen, that we can still do. We can do that absolutely right now. I don't care how little you have, how little anything you have, spurring others on does not cost us anything. It doesn't cost us a thing at all. One of my favorite stupid stories years back, I reached out to one of my good old friends, Gabe Barrera, who is now the district supervisor over all these churches here in the Northwest, and I can imagine his world is just crazy. So I reached out to him many times saying, you don't get to ignore me, call me now. And he did. And years back, we were at Starbucks. We were getting coffee, and the Starbucks employee, she's filling up the cup of coffee, and she said, do you want room in there? And he goes, what? And she's like, do you want room? And he goes, how much is it? And she looks at him, and she just goes, it's free. And he goes, yeah, throw some room in there. Throw some room in. You want room in yours, bro? You want some room? He was like, all of a sudden, he was like a philanthropist of room, and he's just handing it out. And we made this joke constantly, room is free. Room's free, bro. Room's free. Look, encouragement is 100% free. Like, it doesn't cost you anything to shoot a message telling somebody how great of a mom they are, how great of a friend they are, how much you like their scarf. I don't care. Like, use this opportunity to encourage people. It does not cost us anything. Tell them what they mean to you. Let's fight this fear in this moment with love. This is our chance to spur each other on in that way. 2, put beauty in your life. Put beauty in your life. This has been such a hard week, man. It is going to start to feel real dark when the rain comes. I'm telling you right now, you need to spend time intentionally to put beauty in your life. Take some time to read poetry. Spend some time in the Psalms during this period. Read a good book. Listen to beautiful music. Sing, man. Take time to sing. Put words of hope and beauty on your lips and in your mouth. Dance. Just spend time with the arts. Allow beauty to penetrate this moment of absolute isolation of, we don't know, what am I hoping for? What am I going to do? Bring beauty into our lives. It exists. Love exists. Let's take intentional time this week to experience beauty. And if you have a resource, a song, a poem that you could share, please do share it with us. Share it on our Facebook page. Share it. I don't know where else to share it. Where else do we share it, okay, with people so that we can experience the beauty that you're trying to experience as well. Lastly, Third, don't let this change your values. Don't let this moment change your values. Listen, for many of us in the Western world, we've been thinking, we've just been kind of coasting along. And I think that things, we have these things that we believe, things that we want to believe, or things that we say, this is what I'm really all about. But really, there's not a lot of cost or challenge to our values until moments like this, where we get a glimpse of maybe who we really are. It's who we are at our peaks and in our values that determine our character, right? I can say some pretty good things during the good times, during the okay times, but if I won $1 billion, what would I do? Who would I be? What would it do to me? Or if I lost everything, what would it do? Who would I be? It's who we are in these moments that determine our character. And in this moment where we're maybe as low as we've ever been, we get to live out those values. We get to lean into them. So we've been trying to support the Backpack Lunch program, which feeds neighborhoods kids. And in a moment where instinctually we may want to contract, to pull in, to protect ourselves, it's at that time, that we fight fear with love, that we live out our values. Next week, we're going to be finding a safe way for us to provide lunches to our houseless friends downtown with Home PDX. I think we might be doing something like maybe asking your family to bake cookies, spend time at home talking about what we're doing, why we're doing this, and giving back in that way. Again, this is our time to look at ourselves in the eye and lean into our values, lean into what we've been studying in our gospel series for years now. Because if we lose sight of caring for the least of these, it doesn't matter when or how this virus is eradicated, it will have already won. So what we can do now is we can be smart, and we can be safe, and we can listen to the experts and scientists, and we can fight fear with love. Stand up for those who are most vulnerable. We are the Oregon community, and what's united us has always been Jesus and this gospel with which we've focused our entire lives on. May he be with you. May we lean on him in these times, lean on each other, and may we spur one another on towards love and good deeds. This is our chance. This is our chance to be that church. Josh, would you come up? We're going to do our benediction song now as our way of ending kind of a ritual. So let's join together as we do that.
Awkward.
Whoa. Get it? It's all right if I add something too. How's that sound?
Oh, good job.
Oh, look at you.
He's the smartest.
You're not gonna, okay. It's all right if I add something?
Please.
During times like these, there's a verse that always comes to mind, and it's out of 1 Kings, and it's about Elijah goes up to a cave. He's wondering, he's going through a terrible time, really honestly, quite much more terrible than anything we're experiencing at this moment. And not to downplay it, but I think it's helpful perspective. And he wants to seek God, and so God says, go climb this mountain and go into a cave, which kind of feels a little bit like what we're doing right now. Not here at this moment, but overall. And in the cave, while he's there, this huge wind comes up, and it's such a strong wind that it breaks rocks and causes destruction, this invisible thing. And then it writes, but God was not in the wind. And then there comes an earthquake, and the ground's breaking, the mountains are shaking, and then it says, but God is not in the earthquake. And then a fire comes out. I don't know if he climbed a volcano. Sounds like maybe he got the GPS wrong. But a fire bursts out, and he says, but God was not in the fire. And then there was a gentle whisper. And when there are these kinds of moments where there's so much anxiety, we have something invisible that's creating absolute disruption. And it's so hard not to just stare at it and say, "Why, God?" And to bring all of our attention and focus onto the wind. God's not in the wind. We have to take a moment to stop thinking about the wind and listen for a gentle whisper. The ground is shaking. There's instability. God's not in the instability. God's not in that earthquake. And then there's a fire. And for me, that fire represents all the people I want to blame, all the people I want to point the finger at, all the people I want to express frustration with. It's a fire, and I identify with it. After going through wind and an earthquake, and there's a fire, I feel, yeah, let this place burn. There's an aggression that comes out. But God isn't in the fire. There's a gentle whisper. So I think we'll play this benediction song, and I really sincerely pray it over you. And I'd encourage you to take a moment to just listen for the gentle whisper after.
To you.